Hello, everyone, and welcome to the podcast. I'm not drunk, I'm autistic. I'm Nara Birch. The reason I giggled is because I just recorded another podcast episode before this, and it made me giggle that I was saying the same thing over again. Hi, how you doing? That's awesome. Glad to hear it. Today, we're going to be talking about age. And how it's just a number, man, but not like in a creepy sexual way. This is just to do with autism. So autistic people are known for having less than adult interests sometimes. Like, yeah, you might find a grown-ass autistic person who carries around a stuffed animal or some shit or loves a cartoon or, I don't know, in my case, let's see, what's like the most child like thing I like? I don't even know, because here's the thing, I've had a lot of trauma with this, so that's why I want to talk about it. Anyways, that's one of the things my parents did a lot, was determine whether or not an activity was age appropriate for me and then take it away from me once it wasn't. A good instance of that is Kiki's Flying Delivery Service, which now that I'm an adult, adults can watch that, dude. Get over yourself. But, like, whenever we used to go to Blockbuster, look how old I am. Whenever we used to go to, see, age, I guess, it ties in. We used to go to Blockbuster, right? Like, every couple of weeks or so. And, like, I would always choose Kiki's Flying Delivery Service. Oh my goodness, my black cat just walked up right now. We do like to go flying on a broom together. Got to kisses for him. And, like, I remember eventually one day my parents were like, no, that's a little too young for you. You're not allowed to watch that. Like, they were very – they wanted me to look as normal and age-appropriate as possible. And, sorry, there's something going by my house really loudly right now. Jesus Christ. It's, like, nice out – well, it's not nice out today, but it's, like, in the first days of spring, so the motorcycles have been even worse. Processing. I'm not gonna lie, I completely forgot what I was talking about, and I do not feel like stopping recording and going back to look, so I'm just gonna keep going on. Just if I happen to pick up the tangent, great. If not, I'm so sorry. Bear with me. I don't know if you've noticed, but I'm a little autistic. I don't know if I've told you guys that yet. So I might not have the best executive functioning and social skills. Weird, right? Hi, little kitty cat. Plus my cat, like, jumped on my lap and, like, I'm a mom now. I've never felt this way about my other kitty cats because they were all asshole-y cunts. But, like, this cat I love. He's my baby. And I'm officially a mom because anytime I sit down, he comes to crawl on me. He wakes me up every morning. And he also follows me into the bathroom. So those are the three reasons I'm a mom now, for sure. Like, and now he's eating a plastic bag. No. Discipline. Wow. So sorry. So sorry. Age. Even now, I don't feel like I have an age. And I don't know if this is from the autism or the fact that I'm not a human and I'm a fairy. But like, if I truly think about it, the numbers don't really apply to me. It's just kind of my soul is who it is. I don't know, I just am glad whenever I get to do something that might be considered childish. Like, I have a Cookie Monster doll, right? That I've had since I was 6 months old. He was one of the first signs I was autistic because I would like flap his hand. And even now still, like, that's one of the only things that comforts me, right? Is like, oh my God, stop, dude, stop, Jesus Christ. Sorry, we had Chinese food the other day and he got a fortune cookie wrapper and I just tried to throw it away and now he's like balls deep inside the bag trying to get it. Oh, cats are fun, right? I have a Cookie Monster doll, and, like, he's very old now. He's falling apart. He's been around the block a few times. Definitely used to use him to whack people during autistic meltdowns as like just flying some nunchucks or a mace. Instead, it was my Cookie Monster doll, as I tried not to be thrown into my room. I would just hit people with my Cookie Monster doll. He's been through a lot, right? He's been through a lot. He's still here, though, right? His flapping hand is good, but he's very, like, he's definitely one step away from falling apart, which my boyfriend, because he's the most amazing creature in the world, says that's already something he's thought about. And anytime he looks at Cookie Monster, who, like, is in our closet, he thinks, okay, it could happen, and I'm going to be ready for it, and I'm going to be here for her. I don't know, that's just really sweet. Like, he thought about it before I even did. Like, but, like, the other day, I was having a really bad meltdown, and I was like, you know what? I need to just suck my thumb and hold Cookie Monster. That's going to stop it. It didn't. It helped a little bit, but then I got, like, a flashback episode to being at my parents' house because I was, like, standing in my closet with, like, the door closed, and I was like, shit, I'm locked in here, and it didn't end well, but he helped a little bit. But, like, that's not something I would have ever felt comfortable doing in front of someone, is sucking my thumb and flapping my Cookie Monster doll, because that's something that a child would do. That's something a little tiny child would do, right? And I was like, I don't know. I've always been self-conscious about that. And that's one of the good things about not being in an abusive situation right now, is that, like, I can do whatever I want. Like, every year, my boyfriend and I watch Thumbelina, and I always, like, just sing along, flapping about, and, like, yeah, I probably look like a five-year-old, but I don't care, because it feels good. It feels right to do things like that. So just, like, any advice for any people out there, as long as, whether it's for you, the autistic, or an autistic's support system, if it's not hurting anybody, why the fuck aren't you letting them do it, right? Yeah, they might look a little weird carrying that stuffed animal. They might look a little weird singing the theme song or, like, songs from Frozen constantly when they're, like, 27 or whatever. But who the fuck cares? If anybody else has a problem with it, then what? They shouldn't. Because how is that affecting their lives? It's not. It, like, really isn't. Just let your autistic be autistic, please. I'm begging you. I'm just coming from it, from someone on the other side who was not allowed to be autistic, who wasn't allowed to stim, who wasn't allowed to enjoy the activities she wanted to enjoy because they were deemed too juvenile for her. I'm suffering the consequences now, dude. I'm suffering those consequences of 28 years of that. So just let your autistic be your autistic. Unless they're hurting someone, unless they're hurting themselves, just let them be them. I don't know. That's about it. That's the thing. You got to keep in mind, our brains are so different. Our brains are so different. And we go through so much. So if there's something that brings us any shred of comfort, that's not hurting ourselves or anybody else, not illegal, any of that shit, let us have it. Like, what the fuck? I don't know. I thought it's going to be a short episode. I feel like that's it. There's not much more I can say about it. Just, I wish that, A, I had the words to verbalize that, and B, that my parents were just such goddamn assholes and abusive that even if I could verbalize it, they still wouldn't have listened, right? Yeah, just love yourself. Love your autistic that you support. Just, this road is so hard for us. If there's anything you can do to make it a tiny bit easier, go for it. That's what we need. We need society to meet us halfway through. Halfway. That's the thing, man. That's the thing. A lot of this has to do with the way society is set up. Like, there's literally been people who have been killed because there was an autistic person out in the street playing with a toy, and, like, their caregiver came to the police and was trying to explain what was going on. Like, the police had, like, come to see what was happening, and, like, he got killed because of that. Because someone was playing with a toy and the cops didn't fucking understand that this person was just being autistic and wasn't being dangerous and all that shit. What a fun note to end this on. So happy. I'll make it happy by giving you guys love. I love you. I love you. I love that you do what you do and it brings you joy. I love that for you. And I'm wrapping you up in the biggest virtual hug. And just know that you're loved by me and I appreciate you for the autistic that you are. All right, thank you guys so much, and I'll talk to you later. Email me with any like questions or episode suggestions, or just to say hi at theautisticpinup@gmail.com. And I have an Instagram account as well, which is fuckyoupfairy with underscores after each of the words. Look at me promoting my shit. All right, I'll talk to you guys later. Bye.